Okay, today we're having a board meeting. It is October 29th at 6:30 PM. And we're having a board meeting. So I will go ahead and welcome everybody. We have myself, Cody Case, Chili Nuvan, and Juan are all present, as well as non-board members would be Elogio and Ari. So why don't we go ahead and turn this time over to the school, the director.
Awesome. So let me first apologize. I don't know if you guys read the message. I thought that just by having the policy that we could issue the LEA specific licenses to our teachers. I found out a couple of days that was not the case, and that's why we called this board meeting. So thank you for joining us. We do have to do one teacher at a time. We have to accept or approve each teacher at once. So we have to have a motion and a second for each of them. We will begin with the one that has been with us the longest. Flavia McKnight has a degree in elementary education. She has been with us since the beginning. She's an excellent teacher. Unfortunately, she has tried a few times to take the Praxis, and she hasn't been able to. But it doesn't take away from the great work that she does. Her kids always do well on the end of level exams. We have assigned a mentor, a tutor, to help her with studying skills for the Praxis, and she hopes to be finished by July 1 of 2021. If you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to respond.
I would like to propose approval.
I second that approval. Shalene Nuvan.
She's a great teacher. One of the best.
Yes. Agreed.
All those in favor, anybody against?
No, you said those in favor say aye.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. So what is the wording that we want on this so the state can have it?
So
we're proposing to accept her for.
Becky Kemp moved to approve the LEA specific license for Fabi McKnight.
Okay.
And Samantha's phone seconded. No. So do we move to the next?
Yes, we're ready for the next one.
Our second teacher is also a kindergarten teacher, and it is Diana Vidarte. She came from Colombia. She has been teaching with us, I believe this is her third year. She was in the middle of the first year, 2 years ago, and then she taught last year and then this year. She studied pedagogy in Colombia, excellent teacher. She is not certain if she's going to remain in the United States because her husband came with a business visa of some sort, I don't know exactly. And so that's why she had not moved on getting her licensure. So they're making that decision now, and if they will be in the United States long term, she begin the process immediately. If not, then it'll just be for this 1 year. So it'll be just a 1 year visa for a LEA specific license.
Okay. I motion to approve the I motion to approve. Does anybody second?
I second it. Sorry, I was muted.
Okay. All right. So Juan seconds it. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
Okay,
And a wave.
Then we will move on to a second grade teacher, Andrea Batalla. She's one getting a master's degree at Weber State University and getting her teaching license at the same time. She is a graduate of Weber State. She has been with us for 2.5 years as a teacher assistant, and this is her first year that she is a teacher in on her certification. She will get an ARL or an associate license for 21-22. She was too late for this year, so this one is also a 1 year approval as well.
I motion to approve the 1 year. Anybody second?
I second.
All right. So we'll go with, I heard Cody first. Cody motion to second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Okay. And the fourth teacher is a sixth grade teacher, Francisco Ramirez. He is also going to Weber State University. He is not in the licensure yet because he graduated from Puebla, Mexico, with a, I was going to say licenciatura, but it's a bachelor's degree. And then he enrolled at Weber State to get another bachelor's degree, and he needs 10 credits to get that bachelor's degree, and then after that, he will enter into the teaching license program. So he also will be for 1 year because once he enters the teaching program at Weber State, he will be able to get an associate license. And so it will also be for 1 year. So all four will be 1 year.
I vote to motion to approve. He's a great sixth grade teacher. So I motion to approve. Does anybody second? Okay, looks like Juan seconds. Anybody, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And I didn't hear Cody, did you motion?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye, yes.
Great. Okay. Was that the last one?
That is the last one, number four.
All right. Well, that was easy.
We've
got some great teachers at Esperanza.
We do. And like I was telling someone before, who was it that I was talking to? Oh, no, Cody. We have 5 teacher assistants that are in teacher programs right now. So we're preparing the teachers of the future, and it is exciting to see them. They're working with us, and they 3 of them plan to stay long-term because we're paying part of their tuition and fees. So they will owe us 3 years after they graduate. So, and all 5 probably will be with us in the future. So it's really exciting.
Well, you know, Cooper, this is his sixth grade year. So he's been lucky. He had Flavia McKnight and he has Ramirez, who's on this, on the agenda today. So he's,
Well, okay, thank you very much.
Since there's nothing else on the agenda, we can go ahead and call the meeting.
Sure.
And we'll plan on meeting on November, is it the 12th? I need to look at the calendar.
It is the 12th.
Yes, our next board meeting will be on November 12th at 6 p.m. via Zoom.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Bye.
Have a safe Halloween.
Bye-bye.
Bye.